The fruity sound of the tenor trombone in the accomplished hands of Westin Sprott. Straight out of music college, this young African-American managed to get a chair in one of the world's great ensembles, the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra in New York. He's a beneficiary of blind auditioning, a process designed to eliminate any form of discrimination.
Basically, what happens is you walk in the room, the committee, which is behind a large screen so they can't see who you are, has determined from the extensive list they gave you a couple of months ago a handful of things they want to hear you play. Each person that participates in the audition is simply assigned a number, and the people who are behind the committee only are aware of you in the context of what number you are. They don't have a resume, they don't have a profile or a picture or anything like that, so their decision is based solely on your merit, what they hear. It eliminates the possibility for discrimination based on age or sex or race. By having a blind process, we're actually protecting ourselves from ourselves. So what's happened with the Met Orchestra is I won the audition in 2005. The previous year, two other African Americans won positions in the orchestra. We have Puerto Rican principal cello player, a Puerto Rican English horn player. We had four women in the French horn section. We have a flute section with an Arab Christian Israeli, a gentleman from Iceland, another gentleman from Russia. So it shows that we have incredible diversity in our orchestra as a result of doing things in the most fair way possible.
The Met goes to great lengths to make sure the process is blind. Carpet is laid down so the committee can't determine whether it's the footsteps of a man or a woman entering the room. The orchestra's manager is Robert Cernick.
Benefits are that it takes away any prejudice whatsoever. If somebody has a prejudice towards a young person, towards an old person, towards a heavy person, towards a blind person, believe it or not. But any sort of prejudice is leveled. They're being judged totally on their playing ability, on their instrument.
When I joined the London Symphony Orchestra as a player, it was an all-male orchestra, in fact, and I was absolutely a central part of the board when we fought to change that and ensure that women could join and that we were 100% fair on that.
Clive Gillinson was once with the LSO and is now the artistic director at Carnegie Hall. Blind auditioning is flawed, he says, because successful players still have to undertake trials with the orchestra where their identity is revealed.
However much you do blind auditions, if people actually have prejudice, then when you have the trial in the orchestra, and you have to have a trial in an orchestra, then they're still going to eliminate somebody if prejudice actually exists. So my view is the objective is to get the best player and to be fair. And so that's what you've got to address. And so the way we used to do it at the LSO, to be fair, is we made sure we had a woman on the audition panel. We always had breadth of people on the panel so that one was absolutely looking after the fact that there could be no prejudice of any sort within the discussion.
But Westin Sprott swears by the process, which one study showed increased the probability of women advancing through the early audition rounds by a staggering 50%. You've got an orchestra that looks like New York, but is also one of the finest ensembles in the world.
That's true. I think that's what happens when you base employment on actual quality and merit. And I think it also builds a mutual respect amongst our colleagues because everyone is aware that we all got to the position that we're in through the same process. We all got there because we deserve to be there and because we earned it from behind a screen, free of bias. No one's there because they're friends with the right person or they looked the right part or they had the correct previous experience.